Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hej och varmt välkommen till ett nytt avsnitt av Ayurveda-podden. Här pratar vi om vad Ayurveda egentligen är för någonting och hur den här kunskapen kan göra skillnad för oss alla och vår hälsa. Och det här avsnittet är fortsättningen på, eller en typ av fortsättning på en föregående avsnitt där vi pratade om hur man kan ta hand om sig själv bäst i den tredje trimestern av graviditeten. Så här kommer ett avsnitt där jag tillsammans med doktor Tijal som är ayurvedaläkare pratar om hur man bäst kan ta hand om sig själv efter förlossningen i den tiden i livet som kallas för fjärde trimestern eller postpartum. Så här får du massor av livsstilsråd och kostråd och annat som är fint och värdefullt att tänka på för att hålla sig i balans, för att minska risken för obalanser och symptom och förlossningsdepression bland annat. Så den som praktiserar det som jag och Dr. Jell pratar om har en mycket större chans att verkligen må bra och kunna njuta av den här tiden med en ny liten bebis. Jag hoppas att du finner avsnittet väldigt givande och dela det gärna med andra som du tror skulle uppskatta det. Hi Tijal.
Hi Johanna.
So nice to have you back.
It's always nice to talk with you and so nice to present for your podcast and it's my honor.
It's my honor to have you here as a guest, really. So let's dive right in. Today we will spoke about the fourth trimester. Mm-hmm. I will start with the question, how long is the fourth trimester?
So when we are talking about the fourth trimester, so it is something after the delivery. So Ayurveda has explained 42 days or 6 weeks is the period, which is very important because of so many reasons. The process of delivery or childbirth is naturally going to increase or imbalance vata. So there is space and air element, it's going to increase in the body. And that air and space element is going to imbalance your nervous system and different system and channels in the body. That vata is going to go to the different channels and systems and create imbalances, and which will reflect also with the postpartum depression, or there are many things that happen, comes with this vata imbalance.
If you don't take care of
If you don't take care of the vata, which gets out of balance after the delivery.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense that vata gets out of balance, because as you mentioned, vata is the element of air and space.
Rymd and luft.
Exactly, rymd and luft. And when the baby is out, your livmoder, it has a lot of space and air comparing to when the baby and moderkakan was there.
Got it.
And also any kind of shift comes with vata imbalance. And going from being fully pregnant and going through delivery and having your baby in your arm, it's a big, big shift.
It's a big shift. And also see, when you have your baby in your womb for 9 months and after the delivery there is empty space, that empty space is going to fill up with air. So many times we say that it's like a bag of chips. When you open the bag of chips, the air is going to go inside. The same way when you deliver a baby, the air is going to go inside the space, that emptiness created after the delivery. So it is very important to balance this vata. And there are many things explained so nicely in Ayurveda that we have to follow these diet and lifestyle routine and things so that you will balance the vata, so that you are not going to have the imbalances and the symptoms in the body and the mind going forward.
So this is especially good to be mindful of the first 6 weeks after delivery.
Yeah. First 6 weeks are very important period, and we have to follow this diet and lifestyle. If you follow this, you will see you are a better version of yourself after the delivery. Even before the delivery, you could see that you had many things that were going on. But after the delivery, if you follow this for 6 weeks, you are, it's, that is the reason we call it a rebirth. So you are new, you are very balanced person if you follow these things what we are going to talk in these 6 weeks, 42 days especially, if you can follow this. So for example, 6 months after the delivery is the period where you have to take care of yourself. You cannot start exercising immediately. You have to take it slowly. You have to give that time and rest for your body and mind to recover. Because delivery, childbirth is not an easy process. It's a very tiring process for your body. So you have to give that time to recover.
Right.
So rest is very important. Then we'll talk more about diet and lifestyle.
We can go right into that right away, I think, because, yeah, why this time is important, you kind of answered that already, because, yeah, it's... Vata get increased and you need to balance your vata, otherwise you will get a lot of symptoms or even more severe imbalances, which we do not want, of course. So that's the reason why we want to take care of us during this very special time.
Very special time. Also, it's a very important time for bonding with your newborn.
Right.
So the time you share with your newborn is going to reflect with your relationship with the newborn, with the baby.
So you also mentioned that it's important to take it slow, which is also one way to balance your vata dosha.
Yes.
So can you tell us more, like, how slow should you take it? Like, because I know when we spoke about this a little bit earlier, you said it's, just one example, it's good for you to stay at home as much as possible. And I think for some mothers with a newborn, they really want to go outside and they want to meet friends and they want to meet family, and they are happy to go out to meet others and see others and just take fresh air and so on. And that can be good, but according to Ayurveda, you should more or less stay at home during these first 6 weeks.
Yes.
And why is that?
So I could understand that the urge to go out and meet family and friends, but you just have to pause a little bit. If you can pause for a few weeks and give that time for you to recover and stay indoors, stay inside, then that is going to reflect on your body, because you will balance everything and then you will recover, you will rejuvenate, because this is the rejuvenation period. If you go out in the... See, when you go out, there is a wind, there is a coldness wherever you are in the world. So that is going to also increase the vata, and you already have increased vata in the body. So that is going to increase more vata. First, we have to balance what is increased in the body. We don't want any other external increase, creating factors of vata increasing factors.
So even if you take yourself out, that's also a kind of shift.
Yes.
And especially like right now when we're sitting and recording this, it's super cold outside in Sweden and that's the winter itself comes with a lot of increases vata in all of us. So, but no matter where in the world you are, no matter what kind of season it is, it's a better option to stay at home as much as possible. And also, I think when you go outside, there's a lot of also depending on where you live, but usually it's more more for you to see and more sounds and more people, more for your senses to
overload.
Yeah, it can easily get overload.
Correct.
And that's not what you need.
That's not what you need.
When you need to balance your
Absolutely. Vata. That is the reason it is mentioned in Ayurveda that you have to stay indoor, at home. Don't go out, because if you go out, see, all your openings of the body, for example, ears, nose, mouth, all are now going to increase the, if you have these senses, when you go out, the air is going to go inside, and that is also vata. That is also going to increase vata in the body. Because see, when you go out, if it is cold air, for normal person as well, when you go out, when it is cold air, that can go inside your ear canals and can create vata increase.
That's why headaches, that's why it's good to always have a masa.
Yes, that's why it's good to have a masa. It's good to have I always suggest to put cotton dipped in oil and put that in the ear. So it blocks your air going inside the ear canals.
Yeah.
So this is for the normal person also, we suggest during winter time, during cold air.
Do you do that?
Yes.
Do you have cotton dipped in oil?
Dipped in oil. Especially because now when you are not going walking outdoors so much, it's okay. You just mossa will work, winter cap will work. But if you are walking outdoors for longer period, it's always good to have cotton dipped in oil.
Okay.
I do that when we go for walking.
I've never done that, but maybe I will start.
Try doing it. It's always good. We suggest that always you should try and see how it works for you.
Of course, like everything in Ayurveda. Try and see how it works.
Try and see, because you will understand.
Yeah. And also I find that the more... more and more I practice Ayurveda more and more. So probably I will be that one next winter.
And especially after delivery.
Yeah.
It's very important. So it's very important to stay indoor. So you will not have the vata increasing factors. You can just focus on balancing vata at home. So for that, we have certain things that we mentioned in Ayurveda.
Yes.
For example, you have to stay indoors. Then oil massage is very important. Because oiling is the best medicine to balance the vata.
Yes.
So oil massage, whenever possible, if you can get help from someone who can come at your place and do oil massage, that's the best option.
Or you can ask your partner.
Or you can ask your partner to do the oil massage. Or you can do self-massage. You take oil, you do the full body massage, and you also do the massage to your baby. Oil massage. It's also bonding. It's also balancing vata.
And is the recommendation to use pure organic cold pressed sesame oil?
That you can use. There is also Kshirabella.
For both you and your baby?
Both you and your baby. You can use sesame oil. Then there are medicated oils which you can buy from the Ayurvedic shop. Kshirabella is one oil which is very good.
Yeah.
It's balancing vata.
I will write this down in the show notes.
Yes.
So if you want to find these, you can just take a look in the show notes.
And also you can use almond oil, mandel olea, for baby, because that is also very good oil for massage. So oil massage is very important, full body. Even your breast, you should massage your breast as well. We have talked this even in the third trimester.
Yes.
So that is also very important even after delivery. To massage your breast, massage your abdomen, massage your full body. So if possible, ask someone to come for give you massage, or you can do self-massage.
And this is daily if possible.
This is daily if possible. I know it sound difficult, but when you do one massage, you will see the difference. How you feel balanced, relaxed, calm. Because you have the tiredness after delivery, and that takes time to recover. And also your sleep is not well because you have to wake up at night to breastfeed. So there are many things going on. So it is very important to relax. You don't have to see if it is a time to relax, if I can sleep in the during the day. Whenever you can find time, you can relax, you can sleep, you can take nap. You can recover because this is the recovery phase.
So this is this the only time in a person's life when Ayurveda says it's okay to day sleep?
Yes.
Okay.
It's okay to day sleep.
Yeah. Because you've been, usually you're up many hours during the night.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's okay to day sleep or take nap whenever it is possible to find the strength back again.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So oil massage, then covering, even at home, whenever you are at home, try to wear some cap to cover your head. So you will keep the warm inside the body. Wear something warm, even clothes, a scarf, so that you can keep yourself warm. Because you know vata is cold.
Yeah.
The cold is the quality of vata. So you don't want to increase that in you.
Yeah.
So it's very important to cover yourself.
Make sure you not go around freezing.
Absolutely. Even wear socks at home. So that is also very important. Then drinking. So if you talk about the diet.
Yeah.
Absolutely no drinking cold water.
No.
Always drinking warm water is very important. Even you can prepare teas. We have mentioned, Ayurveda has mentioned many teas that you can prepare with the help of fennel seeds, fenugreek seeds. Fenugreek is bokkunsch clover. Fennel is fencals. So you can use these seeds and prepare tea. And that tea you can drink during the day. That will also help with the breast milk. So fennel and fenugreek, these two are very good to increase the breast milk production.
Okay.
So you can prepare the teas and you can drink that. You can add also, there is one tea that you can prepare. It's with ajwain, carom seeds. Then you can add also dill seeds. And these two seeds are easily available here in Sweden as well. You can take these seeds, half teaspoon, boil with 2 or 3 cups of water. And then you can store in thermos and drink that water during the day.
Yeah.
This will also help with the digestion.
Right.
This will also help with in igniting the fire, because the agni, the digestive fire, is low.
Right.
After the delivery. So we have to increase the digestive fire. So these tea, even the fennel, fenugreek and ajwain and dill seeds of tea, both teas are very good to increase the digestive fire.
Right. I will mention this in the show notes as well. Yeah, I also heard that these there are a lot of like Ayurvedic tea recipes to increase breast milk production, which I think is very valuable knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah.
So fennel and fenugreek, these are two seeds which you can also add in your diet. So we talked about the tea, but also you can add these seeds in the diet while preparing the recipes.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Yeah,
that is also very good to add.
And also, since your agni is very low, because it's reasons.
Yes.
It's better to avoid anything that's cold, right? You mentioned yes. cold water, so, but also like refrigerated drinks like juice and other like sodas and
drinks.
So
sodas is absolutely no, because that will increase vata.
Mm.
See, when you talk about soda, it has air. Right. So what Ayurveda says, like increases like.
Yeah.
If you eat that type of food, that those qualities are going to increase in the body.
So sparkling water you should
sparkling
not have.
Sparkling water, cold drinks, cold juices you should not drink.
Yeah.
Even the food wise, people think that, okay, now after delivery, I want to go back to my normal shape, body frame.
Mm.
So they start eating raw salads.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Because they feel, oh, it's very light. It's going to reduce my weight.
Mm.
But that is not the time to think about that. We have to see salad and raw. It's going to increase the vata.
Mm-hmm. And it's also hard to digest.
It's hard to digest.
And your agni is low. So
it's going to increase a lot of gases and a lot of vata, which is going to reflect in your baby. If baby starts crying with colic problem, stomach problem, it's you that is creating this problem to the baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the food is going to, whatever type of food you eat, those qualities also going to pass to the breast milk.
Yes, of course.
So absolutely no to raw salads and raw food. Because that is going to increase vata. So it will reduce your weight, but that is not the thing that we want during right. after delivery immediately.
And I think it's a common thought that salad, raw food, since it's easy, like light when you carry it,
yes,
it's easy and light to digest, but that's not the case.
That's not the case.
So when we talk about food that's easy to digest, it should always be well prepared, well cooked, because food that's well cooked are the easiest food to prepare.
To digest, right?
Yes. Exactly.
So and cooked food.
And also like soups and stews, and mostly based on vegetables, right? Vegetarian
yes.
courses.
Because more vegetarian.
Meat and chicken and fish are also a little bit
heavier to digest.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So more vegetarian food, you can use the Ayurvedic recipe khichdi, also mung dal. So mung dal and also red lentils, which is also very easily available in the market, Roda linser. That you can soak in the water. And then cook. So then it is easy to digest. Lentils and beans can create a lot of air, vata, if not cooked properly.
Right.
So it's very important to soak overnight or for a few hours in the water and then cook. So then it is very easy to digest. It will not create gases or bloating in the stomach.
And prepare and cook with herbs that also are beneficial for
spices.
It. Yeah.
For example, ginger, black pepper, cannel, cinnamon, fennel, cumin. These are the good spices that you can add while preparing the food. Fresh ginger, dry ginger is also really good. Dry ginger we suggest a lot during after delivery period. Dry ginger also you can add in the water while boiling, like preparing tea. You can add dry ginger with honey you can take. Because dry ginger is also very balancing for vata. So dry ginger is something that you can add. So we talked about spices here. Food-wise, when we khichdi is something that they can have. A lot of green vegetables cooked, like soups and stews. They can prepare, and you don't have to eat at one time. You can make it like after few like 3 hours you can have food, because it doesn't have to be like breakfast, lunch and dinner. During this period you can have like a small meals, because see, you are breastfeeding as well at this time, so you have to also nourish yourself so that you will pass the nourishment with breast milk to your baby.
Right. And in the last episode, when we talked about how to take care of yourself in the third trimester, the last weeks of pregnancy, we talked a lot about the importance of ghee. So how is it with ghee now, postpartum?
Yes, ghee is always important.
Yeah.
So we use a lot of ghee after delivery as well, postpartum.
Approximately how much in general?
3 teaspoons per day.
Okay.
That you can use. You can have like dates. So like you can open date and have ghee inside and you can eat that because that is also very nourishing, rejuvenating. We talked also about the ojas building foods in the third trimester. That is the same type of food you also can have after delivery as well. Then also jaggery, which is a sweetener made from sugarcane, which is available in Ayurvedic shop or Indian shop now. So you can use that as well as a sweetener. That is also really good to use. Then rest is important. You have to use whenever you get time. Because you have some things to take care of. For example, feeding your baby, also taking care of baby or massage. And then whenever your baby is sleeping, try to sleep and recover.
Yes.
So you can ask your family and friends and get help from them. So you can ask, like, if they are willing to help you with cooking or some other things, that is really beneficial during this period. You don't have to do it on your own, everything. So it's very important to have good family and friends. And you can ask them to create your recipes. Or you can also buy a few things in advance before delivery. So you have everything at home ready. So you don't have to go out and do everything. Because most of this 6 weeks period, you have to be at home taking care of yourself and your baby. That is the main important thing here.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Also, tying your belly is also one thing that mentioned in Ayurveda.
Yeah, right. Knyta en sjal or something similar around your belly. Yeah.
So there is also, you can buy, I think, a wrap, belly wrap, or you can use like a long cloth or something like a scarf.
Yeah, right.
And that you can wrap around your belly.
And why is that?
Because, see, we have to reduce the vata. When you wrap something, because there is a lot of space and air in the belly after delivery. So when you wrap, there is no space remaining. Also, it's really good for your muscles and uterus to come back to your normal state.
I don't know if this is easy to answer, but how tight should you wrap it?
You can wrap around and see if you can breathe properly, if you can sit properly.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens. You wrap and you feel, it's very tight.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it should be tight but comfortable.
It should be tight, but it should be comfortable. You should be able to sit. You should be able to breathe properly. And it should not make it uncomfortable for you. Because you are going to keep this for some period.
Yeah. For how long should you walk around with that?
You can keep... So, ideally, after massage and after shower, you should wrap your belly. And when you want to eat something, you have to unwrap. And then again, after you have eaten, and then after like 30 or minutes or 1 hour, you can wrap again.
Okay.
So you don't have to wrap continuously. You can unwrap, eat food, digest. You can walk around, then wrap again.
Yeah. And so should you do this from day one after delivery, or?
So if it is a natural vaginal delivery, you can do it after, immediately after the delivery.
Okay.
If it is C-section, you should wait for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then do it.
Yeah. And then should you keep having this wrap during the whole fourth trimester?
Yes.
Okay.
That is ideal.
Ideally, yeah.
But if it is not possible, it's absolutely really helpful if you do it. I have done everything, whatever I'm suggesting here.
Yeah, so you're speaking from both your expertise as an IVF doctor and also your experience.
Yes.
That's
so
good.
It is very, very beneficial if you do these things that we have been talking right now. It's really helpful. It helps you to come back to your normal state, more healthier version of yourself.
That's good. That's good. Is there anything more that Ayurveda mentions about lifestyle?
Also, listening to good music. We have not talked about yoga and meditation here. But yoga is also something which you should not do it like vigorous exercises or a lot of yoga asanas. More relaxed one. We suggest to do it after 6 weeks. More. So you can start slowly after that.
Yeah.
But first few weeks, you should relax, and just walking at home is the only exercise you should do.
That's
not
good
other
enough.
Exercise.
Yeah.
So that is also very important. Meditation, you can do it absolutely every day. Listening to good music, even with your baby. If you're listening that music during the pregnancy, baby can also understand that. You will see that whenever you listen to that specific music or song or mantra, your baby will also can respond to that. I have seen this. Baby can respond. If the baby is crying, baby will stop crying listening to the mantras, listening to the song. So it's really good to listen to these songs and mantras. Also, reading is also a very nice thing to do. You can read many books. It's your time.
Yeah.
So make it more positive. Because many people have this. Many women go through even the depression, postpartum depression. That is also because of Vata increased.
Right.
Vata goes in the nervous system.
So everything you mentioned so far, if you practice this, it's like a prevention for ending up in postpartum depression.
Yes. So just we can summarize the things that we have talked right now. So oil massage, oiling full body. Also, that we talked about in the third trimester, that oiling the, what we call, yoni pichu, or even the yoni area. Oiling that area. So in Ayurveda, we have mentioned also there are some types of steam, healing steams that we used for the healing of process of the yoni.
So it's like a vaginal steam.
Vaginal steam, correct. That is not possible to do every time at home. But try to keep it clean, more hygiene, so that it can heal and go back to the normal.
Right. But I think it's not impossible to do it at home. I know
it's not impossible.
Yeah, I know. You, if you want to find out, you can do some easy research, and you can. I know some people. They take a pot, like a small kastrul, and they heat the water with special herbs that you can find in special shops that are meant to heal your yoni, and then you can put the pot in the toilet, actually, and sit on top to get a small, like, vaginal steam.
Yeah.
And that is very good, especially after delivery.
If you can manage, absolutely, it is wonderful. It's beneficial. Even if simple, you can use ajwain, carom seeds in that pot while boiling, because that is also healing. You can add gurkmeya, turmeric in that. So there are many spices also you can use.
Yeah. And speaking of uterus cleansing therapies,
yes,
I think you mentioned for me earlier that aloe vera, like drinking aloe vera,
yes,
is also a good herb.
It's a cleansing herb.
A cleansing herb.
We do not suggest during pregnancy, but after delivery you can use aloe vera.
Yeah.
It is very important that not to use during 9 months.
Mm. Mm.
But you can use it afterwards. So there are some Ayurvedic herbs mentioned. For example, Dashamula, which are the 10 roots, which are easily available. It's available in Sweden as well, in Ayurvedic shops, as a powder, which you can make a decoction. So, for example, you can take 2 teaspoons of Dashamula powder, boil with 3 cups of water, strain, and then drink that decoction 2 times. Because that is also cleansing, uterus cleansing, vata balancing.
Do you mean 2 times per day or
two times per day?
Okay, yeah.
So you boil it, you make a decoction and then drink morning and evening 2 times.
Okay, yeah.
For 6 weeks.
Okay, yeah.
So Dashamula is the one herb that you can use. Aloe vera is another one. Kumari is Ayurvedic term for that you can use. We also suggest Shatavari. Shatavari is also really good for uterus and also for the breast milk production. Shatavari you can take as a decoction. I think I talked last time as well that you can take 1 cup of water, 1 cup of milk, 1 teaspoon of Shatavari, boil it together till 1 cup remains, and then you can strain and drink that warm. Once a day is sufficient, or you can just take Shatavari powder, mix with warm milk and drink. That is also possible.
Yeah.
Or you can take Shatavari capsule. So there are many options for Shatavari. Also, asparagus.
Okay.
As a vegetable.
Yeah.
You can create like a soup and drink that.
Okay.
Or use asparagus in recipes.
That's also cleansing?
Also cleansing.
Okay.
So asparagus is, because Shatavari is a type of asparagus.
And just to clarify, we're not talking about that cleansing in the purpose of detoxification or like going through a detox, and because, you know, it's the difference between
detoxifying, because here we are talking about cleansing, because there are still some remaining parts inside the uterus, so that we want to cleanse.
Exactly.
After.
So that's the thing we're focusing on. We're not focusing on cleansing to lose weight in any sense.
Is not the meaning of cleansing
in this part. Right.
Because detox means people think losing weight, but that is not the thing we are focusing after delivery.
Right.
Because we are not focusing of losing weight here, because we are breastfeeding that time. If you are focusing on losing weight, the same qualities you are going to pass to the baby as well.
Exactly. And this is also, which you already mentioned somewhat, but you really want to do whatever you can to stay in balance yourself, because if you have imbalances, that will be reflected in your breast milk.
Yes.
And then your baby will get the same kind of imbalances.
Imbalances, definitely. Yes. So if your baby is going through some, like many kids have colic or stomach issues, you have to reflect and see what food you are taking, what lifestyle you have. Because there you have to correct things.
Right.
Not at the front, at the baby level. Because baby is taking everything from you.
Exactly.
As a mother.
Yeah, you have to reflect yourself.
You have to reflect, you have to correct your diet, your lifestyle. And that is you are going to see in your baby as well, when you correct it.
Yeah, true. What does Ayurveda say about caffeine during this time?
Coffee or caffeine is not recommended.
Because it creates vata imbalance.
Yes, it creates vata imbalance. So coffee is not recommended. So try to avoid if possible. Or any other, even alcohol and other things.
Of course.
Definitely.
Yeah, of course. we will just mention shortly like how to take care of the newborn baby, because I think even for the newborn baby, it's a big shift to go from living 9 months in the womb to be out in the world. Mm. So even the baby have somewhat a vata imbalance. Yes. Is that correct?
So baby is also very new to everything, the environment. Even baby can understand and recognize you as a mother, because baby has been a part of you, and now so baby can recognize you, but still it is very overwhelming for the baby to understand everything, and it creates imbalances. And also as a baby, when the baby is born, it's very small. The skin, if you look at skin, is very not so developed. It's still shedding some skin, if you see afterwards. So oil massage is very important, according to Ayurveda. So if you give oil massage every day, so that will help to also gain strength, because oil massage is not only for removing the dryness, but also giving the strength, rejuvenating.
Right.
Also for the all system and channels, for the muscles, for the bones. Because we want baby to have a strong bone, strong muscles, and grow also. Growth. When you talk about the growth, it is a kapha dosha. We want that kapha dosha to be balanced, not imbalanced. Because if it goes out of balance, it creates phlegm. Mm. But we want it to be balanced, but increased amount of balance. So it will grow. Mm. Baby can grow. Yeah. Baby can be healthy. So oil massage. Then also covering baby's head, ears, is also important. As we talked about mother to wear cap and scarf, everything. Mm. Baby also should cover. You should cover babies, because baby is not able to cover. But you should cover baby's head.
Yeah.
Also wear something warm to the baby, because you have to keep baby warm. Mm.
Mm?
Warmth is important to balance vata. So going out is not a question here. If when you are at home, still you have to cover baby's head.
Mm.
Also, in Ayurveda, what we recommend is after massage, you give shower or bath to the baby, and then you cover the baby's body with tightly wrap.
Mm.
In India, or if you go after, like if you see how they do it, they wrap the baby completely. And baby will sleep in that position.
Mm.
Because baby is used to sleeping in womb.
Which is very tight.
Mm. So if you tightly wrap baby after the shower, after the bathing, so baby can sleep nicely. Baby feel more comfortable and calm, and baby can grow also in that.
Mm.
Mm. So that is also very good. You can try and see how you feel. Then also massaging belly or stomach.
Okay, yeah.
Mm, that is also very, very good for a baby. Because baby can, because digestion is not that strong.
Yeah, of course,
So it is very important that you massage circular.
Med soles.
Yes. And also, do you know the yoga position Pavan Muktasan? Where you hug your knees. You bend your knees and hug.
Are you sitting up?
No, lying down on your back, and then you hug your knees.
Okay.
Do you know this position? It's called Pavan Muktasana.
So you're on your back and
you hug your knees, you bend your knees first. You take it towards your stomach, towards your chest area, and you hug your knees.
Yeah.
So it is something Luft Sankande or something. I don't recall the name in Swedish right now. But that is the position that you can do to the baby as well.
Okay.
To remove this air or gases bloating from the stomach.
Right, right. Yeah.
So massage can be done twice during the day to the baby. In the morning before taking shower. And even in the evening, just massaging the feet and the stomach.
Okay, okay.
So that baby can sleep calmly at night.
And after that, baby doesn't need to shower again.
No. So baby it's only one time in the morning.
Mm.
So it's just applying that oil so it can remain.
And you should always shower, like a hot shower or warm shower after massage.
Yes. If you want, you can keep the oil as well on your body for some time, if it is possible.
Mm.
But if it is cold, then the recommendation is take shower immediately.
Okay, yeah.
You should not feel cold.
Yeah.
After massage.
Mm. Mm.
Because we live in Sweden where it is cold usually.
Yeah.
Then it could create a lot of vata.
Yeah.
If it becomes cold after massage. So rather than having the benefits of massage, you will create a lot of kapha out of balance. Mm-hmm. If you feel cold after massage.
Mm, true. True.
That is the reason we do not suggest taking Shirodhara or all these treatments when it is very cold winter season.
Mm, right. Mm-hmm. And Shirodhara is when you have pour oil over your...
Papanan.
Exact. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Over your forehead and head. Okay. Good. So I think we covered a lot of things in this episode so far. We started to talk about this fourth trimester, that it's 6 weeks or more exactly 42 days. According to Ayurveda, and during this time you should focus on balancing your vata and stay indoor, keep warm, eat food that are light and easy to digest, but cooked, always cooked food, and drink warm water, drink lots of teas. You can avoid raw food, caffeine, avoid food that's dry and heavy to digest. And also to tighten a scarf or something similar around your belly. And we also talked about day sleep is okay, and take rest and take care of yourself and read books that you feel that brings you joy, and also listen to music that brings you joy, stay in an environment that brings you peace and joy, and stay with people that brings you peace and joy. And you can also take care of your yoni in different ways. We talked about yoni steam with herbs. We mentioned a lot of herbs that good for intake, both to ignite your agni and also to increase your breast milk. Mm-hmm. And all of this is in the show notes. So
breast massage is also very important.
And breast massage, yes. And full body abhyanga for both yourself and your baby.
Mm.
Yeah.
We have covered everything, I think.
I think so too. Yeah.
So, what baby want is happy mother.
Mm.
So it's very important to feel the happiness and be happy, because if you are happy, it shows on you and on your baby as well. With your whatever you are doing, the food you are eating, the lifestyle, it's very important that it creates a lot of balance. And also a lot of energy, nourishment. Because here you are giving nourishment to your baby.
Right.
So whatever your baby is going to grow into is from your breast milk. So it's your responsibility to eat wisely. Don't just go out to meet friends. Friends can wait. You can invite friends and family at home where you can meet your friends and family. But try not to go outdoors for at least first 2 to 3 weeks. If you cannot manage 6 weeks, at least 2 to 3 weeks. Try not to go outdoors immediately. That is absolutely going to increase a lot of vata otherwise in your body, and that will create a lot of imbalances in the body, which will you can see those imbalances even long term on the body.
Right.
Because we have seen many women have this lower back problem also starts if they don't take care of their body and their self after the delivery. Because this vata increase can go at many different places and create problem. So postpartum depression, lower back problem, there are problems like constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, these things also you see, and they have this for long term. So if you can balance yourself in the first 6 weeks, 42 days, then you will not have these problems
right
in the long term. So it's very important to take care of yourself.
Yeah, it really is. And I think we can also mention, if you feel like you really want or need any more specific individual advice for yourself, you should always seek an Ayurvedic doctor or consultation.
Consultation is very important. If you want some specific information or herbs,
Because everything we talked about in this episode is general.
Yes.
And in general, you don't generalize that much when it comes to Ayurveda, because everything is customized based on your prakriti, your grundkonstitution, and the imbalances you have. But in general, we all benefit from taking care of our vata dosha during the fourth trimester.
This is for everyone after the delivery. So vata is out of balance for everyone after the delivery. So this is in general diet and lifestyle recommendation. If you want any specific recommendation for yourself, for your vikruti, for out of balance doshas, or for specific conditions if you have, please consult Ayurvedic physician, because the Ayurvedic physician can guide you or can give also the Ayurvedic herbs if needed for you, for your imbalances.
Right.
So these are the few things that are very important to follow. And for example, even for your bones, because many also have this osteoporosis and arthritis, all these problems start afterward. So it is also very important to recover, rejuvenate after the delivery, because the bones, all the system, all the channels are going through the changes after the delivery. So the food which has a lot of calcium is also very important during this phase. So ghee is also good. Then milk. Milk is also very important to drink.
And then always boiled.
Always boiled. And drink warm, not cold.
Right.
So you can add turmeric gurkmeya in that. You can add shatavari in that. You can add other spices also if you like. Saffron, cardamom, all those things. But warm milk is important, because you are also giving breast milk.
Right.
So milk is important to drink.
So find a good recipe for golden milk.
Yes.
And you can treat yourself with that. That's very nice.
So warm milk you can drink at night.
And if you want your golden milk to have a little bit of sweetness, we recommend jaggery, as you mentioned earlier as well. Okay, I think that's for now, Tejal. And I think we covered a lot. And if you have any question, you who are listening, just reach out to us and we will be happy to support you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tejal. Thank you.